everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love to connect with you. Unfortunately, due to the coronavirus outbreak, we aren't meeting in person right now, but there are still a lot of ways to connect with our community. On Sunday mornings, you can worship with us online through our YouTube channel at 10 a.m. or join us for a special family ministry live stream worship over on our Facebook page at 10:30. We are at Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Our pastors are here to support you and connect you with our community so that you will remember, even during this time of social distancing, that you are not alone. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, we can add one more thing to the list of curveballs that we've been thrown at this time of year. And that is with the complexities of our season that we're in, the graduation season for our class of 2020 really just isn't quite what we hoped it would be for them. All of the news talks about how college graduations and high school graduations have been changed and just aren't what people expected them to be. And so if you're celebrating a graduation from grad school or college or high school or finishing eighth grade or even our fifth graders going on to middle school, we just want you to know that we know that you are missing out on a moment of celebration for your accomplishments that we wish we could give to you. We wish that you were able to experience that time where we get to say congratulations and well done. And so while we've done some of that today, we also want you to know that you're missing out on something that we know you have been looking forward to. And not just our graduates, our families as well, and the friends that we're looking forward to celebrations. But as much as we've been thrown a curveball in this way, we also need to remember that while the celebrations might not be there like we had hoped they would be, that the accomplishments of our graduates are still there. And so to the class of 2020, I just want to say congratulations on all you've accomplished. Congratulations on making it to the finish line of this school year. You have been going through a time that has been unprecedented, just like everybody else, but have done so having to finish out a school year that was way different than you would ever imagine it would be. And it wasn't just the students, was it, either? It's all the teachers out there, too. Being a teacher was already complicated, but then we said, hey, why don't you do it through a computer as well? And so we want to give a shout out to our teachers who have finished this school year strong. And how about those parents that are also living through this curveball as well? Those parents that have been recently deputized as teachers, thank you for what you've done to help our students get to the finish line. All of the mentors out there, all of the parents that have been cheering from the sidelines, we just want to say we know what you have done to help us get to this point. And we want to say thank you to everybody who has helped the students get to the point where they're at, so that they can have these accomplishments to be celebrated even in the way that we get to celebrate them today. Now, for all of you that are students out there or teachers or people that are helping make these things happen, we want you to know that we really need you to do your thing to make the world a better place more than ever. We need you, students who have just graduated, students who are still in school, we need you to help make the world a better place. And teachers, you have already been making the world a better place, but we need you to keep on doing your part to make the world a better place. Parents who are playing any number of roles, you are doing something so important to help these students grow and become the people that we need them to be to help the world become a better place. Because the reality is we are facing some serious challenges in our world today. And as we know, there is a challenge that we're facing in this current moment, but we also know there are challenges in the future that we're going to be facing as well. And so I look to the class of 2020 to say to you all and everybody who's coming behind you, we need you to keep doing what you're doing, because there are going to be Goliath-sized challenges in every day that we have to come. And we need you to be ready to face the Goliath-sized challenges right alongside everybody who's facing them today. Because we need everybody who can make the world a better place to do their part to make the world a better place. Now, if you're not making the world a better place, like, by the way, you can stop. We don't really need you to be taking us backwards. Now, I guess you're probably not watching this message, but if you are, why don't you stop it and cut it out so those who need to do the things that can make the world a better place can do so and face those Goliath-sized challenges. Now, when you hear that word Goliath, I know instantly we all know the story of David and Goliath coming to mind. It's a classic story that reminds us of how important it is to face the challenges that we have. The story of David and Goliath comes to us as a reminder of the importance of what it means to face the challenges that are right ahead of us and right in front of us. And that story brings something to us that I think is important for us in this moment now. So let's remind ourselves of what this story is all about. The Israelites were in the early days of becoming a nation state. They were really a loose confederation of tribes that were trying to get together. And they had found themselves on the precipice of sort of becoming a player in that time and age. But they had a challenger ahead of them, the Philistines, that were saying, "Not so fast. We don't want you to become a powerful group of people at this time." And so the Philistines had sent out a champion to challenge the Israelites to a one-on-one, hand-to-hand combat so that the winner would declare the winner of the battle as well. And of course, that challenger was Goliath. And Goliath was the best warrior that the Philistines had to offer. He was large. He was in charge. He was very tall. In fact, he was probably 6'8 or 6'9, maybe 6'10, so even taller than me. And so Goliath challenged them, and nobody was going to fight him. Well, enter into the moment comes the young David. He was not quite old enough to be in the army, but he was old enough to have his dad send him as a messenger to bring food to his brothers. His dad's name was Jesse, and Jesse was a smart dad because not only did he send David to send food for his brothers, David also had food for his brothers' military commanders because, you know, when you're hungry, you don't make smart decisions. Like the Snickers people say, when you're hungry, you're not just you. And so he brought food for quite a few people. And so David, having come to the battle, finds out about the situation. And he says, "Well, if nobody else is going to fight him, I'll do it." And it seems that nobody else had volunteered. And so instantly, when there was one volunteer to take on this challenge, everybody said, "Well, if you're willing to do it, then you can go ahead and do it." And so we know where this story goes. David gets the opportunity to face Goliath. He goes out there with a slingshot and a staff. Now, a slingshot, when we hear that, we think of like a little toy that a kid plays with in the yard. But in reality, in the ancient times, a slingshot was like a sharpshooter's weapon. They would have been able to throw and hurl stones up to 100 miles an hour. So we're talking about a serious piece of artillery here. And David picks up 5 smooth stones. He puts it in his pouch. He goes out into the field. He has this witty exchange with Goliath. And then he takes one of the stones. He twirls it around. He shoots it at Goliath's head, and it knocks him out. It doesn't kill him. One of the finer details of the story that's left out in most Sunday school lessons is that David then, after knocking Goliath out, goes over to him and decapitates him with Goliath's sword, rather. And that's how he actually wins the battle. But the Philistines then run off afterwards, knowing that they have been beaten. But the interesting thing about this story is all of those things, but something else as well. That battle almost didn't happen. Or rather, David almost would have gone out there and lost. Because there's a moment right before the battle that David has with Goliath, where we see what happens when what could have happened, rather, when David was going to go out to battle and when he was getting prepared. When David had been told that he was going to be allowed to fight Goliath, Saul, the king of Israel at the time, said, "Well, David, I'm going to help you get ready because I see that you don't have any armor. And so here's what we're going to do. You can wear my armor and to be able to go out there and fight." And so they get David ready to go and fight. And they says that they put on the bronze helmet of Saul and they put on a chainmail outfit on him, and they strap on the sword. And then there's this really funny moment where it says that David tried in vain to walk around. Now, we've all seen somebody, who's tried to get up or walk around in vain, and we know it's quite a funny sight. And so I think there's a little bit of humor that we're supposed to take in this out of this story for that moment. And so David says to Saul, I can't wear this. How am I supposed to fight if I can't even walk around?" And so it's not clear as to how, but David is able to convince Saul that he's going to let him go out there without the armor and face Goliath. And so Saul allows David to go out there to face this challenge that was ahead of him. And the beautiful thing is we know how this story goes. Now, the thing is that David wins because David goes out there and he fights in a way that he knows how to fight. He fights out there and he goes out as himself. He goes out there with his training in his mind and in his hands, and he is able to prevail. And I think that's the moment that I want to highlight for us in this time, in this season, is that there are many students out there who have been trained and are skilled in new ways of being able to solve the problems that we face today, these Goliath-sized problems. And so I want to encourage all of the students out there to keep doing what you're doing, to keep looking at the Goliath-sized challenges that are ahead of us, because we need you to help solve them. But it's not just the students out there, is it, either? All of you teachers out there, we need you to keep doing what you're doing, because you are training and equipping the next generation to be able to solve the Goliath-sized problems. And then all of us, really, at this time, are doing what we can do to help solve the Goliath-sized problems that are ahead of us. Right now, we've got one that is front and center, but we also know that our world is going to have other challenges in the future. And so we need all of us to be doing our part to help the world become a better place, to help the world become a place where the Goliath-sized problems are faced and are defeated, so that we can experience the best that God has for us in this season and in all seasons to come. So we recognize that the celebrations aren't quite what we had hoped they would be. But we also know that the accomplishments of all of the people who have done great things at this time are still there. And you who have accomplished great things at this time, we need you to face the Goliath-sized problems in our world today, because we need you to solve the problems that are ahead of us. We need you to be the Davids that can face the Goliaths. We need all of us to do our part to help the world become the place that God wants it to be. Because God wants each one of us to be a David in our own way. God wants each one of us to solve the problem that is ahead of us. God wants us to know how to be the kind of contributor that we are called to be. Because when you do your part, the world becomes a better place. But if you don't do your part, we're missing out on what you can offer. So whether you're a graduate at this time, or a teacher paving the way, or a parent encouraging, or doing something to love on a student and help them know that what they've done is still great, every one of us needs to keep doing our part so we can be the Davids in our lives, facing the Goliaths, so we can have the future God wants for us. Amen.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.